Hey, what's going on, y'all? This your boy, Don Eric Authentic. Here we are once again. Second podcast. This topic I want to discuss, very important topic. It's called professionalism. Now, professionalism is going to go a long way in the music industry, whether you know it or not. And it's helped me in my career. And I got a couple stories I wanted to share just to kind of give an example of how professionalism is going to work. Professionalism is going to work for you. Now, you want to make sure that your music is professionally done. What I mean by professionally done is after you've recorded your songs, you want to make sure that they are mixed and mastered, and they are able for you to, for the viewer or the listener to be able to listen to. There's been plenty of times where people be like, yo, check out my music, or check out this, is that, and the third. And I'm not going to lie, I've been in those situations where I've done that myself, where I just either had like a slight mix and, you know, it just didn't sound right. You know, different levels was off, and, you know, it just makes it not, you know, people don't want to listen to it. So, you know, as far as the music is concerned, or your tracks or your album or your mixtape, you want to make sure that that is mixed and mastered properly. Be sure to try to find somebody in your local area if you can. But if you have already networked and found somebody that you're good with, then just kind of stick with that and just make sure that you have your music properly mixed and mastered. Next is going to be album artwork. I can't stress this enough. I've seen so many album covers to where it just looks raunchy. It's not legible. You know, your track listing is not up there. People don't know which song is which. And overall, it's just not a good look. So try to get in touch with a graphic designer, somebody that's, you know, kind of a professional in that field. You know, I would, you know, if you can do it yourself, then do it yourself. But once again, you want to make sure that your album artwork is legible. People can read it. People can see that it's you. And you want it to make, you know, you want to entice the listener. You know, it's a lot of music out there. And with a lot of music, you know, the one thing, you know, people, if you're in a store, you got to think about that. What are you going to go for? You're going to go for the box of cereal that looks packaged nice, or you're going to go for the beat up box? Like, come on, it's almost self-explanatory, you know, which one you're going to pick. So make sure that the album artwork is professionally done and that it's good to go so that you can put it on all, you know, either social media websites or all streaming services. I know for a fact that Apple Music and Spotify, they have qualifications for you for your album artwork. So you just can't put any and anything up there. And if you do not qualify within those guidelines, then you're not going to be able to upload the album artwork. So make sure you have the album artwork professionally done. Once again, try to get with a graphic designer. Just once again, network, try to find somebody in your local area. And it's, to be honest with you, it really doesn't even cost that much if you find the right person. I can get mine. I do some myself, but that's just like very seldom. But if not, I got a guy that does it for like $35 for just like a front cover. And then for a front and back for like an album, it's like $50. So take the time, invest the money, and I guarantee you it's going to come out better than you just trying to, like, have do it. Next thing, shows. You want to make sure that, you know, if you do get booked for a show, you want to maintain your professionalism as much as possible, meaning that you want to be able to have your show mix. And I can't stress that enough as well. Numerous times I've gone into clubs and venues, and artists come in there with the song just tracked out as if, you know, you would hear it on Apple Music or Spotify. The problem with that is when the audience comes to see you perform, they want to hear you perform, meaning that they don't want to hear the lyrics of the song while you're performing the song. So get with an engineer or, you know, whoever it is that you got to mix and master your music. And once you get done recording, ask for a show mix, or just tell them to just cut the vocals out and leave the ad-libs in, because the ad-libs are going to help with your breathing while you're performing. You can, you know, if you have the ad-libs in there, and then if you, I would say like in and outs or the punchline of the track, once again, to help out with your breathing, depending on what kind of style of rapping that you're doing. If you're doing more of an up-tempo, it helps out gradually. Or if you have a lot of words, it helps gradually so that you can breathe in between verses while you're performing. So make sure, once again, vocals are down, ad-libs are up, and make sure that when you do perform, that the audience can hear what it is you have to say. It's so hard to have to listen to the track and listen to the artist at the same time. So make sure, once again, that that you have your album artwork, not your album artwork, I'm sorry, but make sure that you have your show mix ready for your performance. Next thing, we went over songs, went over album artwork, went over shows. And I kind of want to touch bases on the show again when you're doing a show. After the performance and even before the performance, you want to make sure that, you know, first off, whoever you're having the venue for, you want to just, whoever books you for the show, you know, you want to go over there and be on time. And, you know, just acknowledge the fact, hey, I'm here, and whatever you need from me, whether it's a flash drive or if it's like a CD, I don't know if they do CDs anymore, but you want to make sure that you get in touch with these people, let them know that you're here, make sure that you're on time, and then, you know, just kind of, you know, walk around the room, see who is who, you know, introduce yourself in a professional manner, let them know who you are, what you're trying to do. If you have posters, if you have flyers, if you have CDs and your merchandise, make sure that is readily available and make sure that you are engaging with the audience. That's one way that you're going to be able to build fans. And once again, you're maintaining your professionalism when you do this. Last but not least is your social media, and your social media needs to be like professional. I cannot stress that enough. And with that saying, I mean, you need to make sure that everything is linked together as far as if you got a Facebook, an Instagram, a SoundCloud, Twitter. I think I said Facebook, but if not, I'm gonna say it again. Make sure that the viewers or the listeners are able to go there and see your music. If you go to, you know, Instagram, Don Eric Authentic, I've got, you know, clips of me either freestyling or me having my music up. If you go to DatPiff, if you go to YouTube, if you go to Facebook, Don Eric Authentic, my music is there and it's available for the listener, for the fans, for their viewing pleasure. It is not hard to reach me at all. But if you have, you know, just different usernames, or if you don't have your music uploaded, or if you just go there and there's not much to offer, because everybody uses like different platforms. Like, not everybody uses Facebook. Not everybody uses Instagram. Not everybody uses Snapchat. People use what works for them. So for me, like, Facebook and Instagrams are pretty much my go-to. That's what works for me. So I try to make sure that I have my music readily available on Facebook and on Instagram, or at least have my link to my either DatPiff page or my YouTube page. Excuse me. I've had my music on all streaming platforms, and within the next month, I'm going to have all my music back up there, because I went through, I'm basically just changing companies at this point, because I went through, I want to say TuneCore, but I want to try out DistroKid, because they're offering $20 for the whole year versus TuneCore, and they're doing $50 a year per project. So to me, it's like, you know, let me try out just spending $20 and I can upload how much I want to all streaming platforms versus $50 a year for each project that I upload for TuneCore. So that's it. Just a little experiment right now. So I'm switching companies. That's going to happen within this month. And then I'll have all my music available on Apple Music, Google Play, Spotify, you name it. It's all going to be up there. So I'm going to go ahead and get into the story about how professionalism really helped me, and hopefully this story will help you along the way. So, Excuse me. So the first story is my first show. My first show hosted by Diddy Coffee. Shout out to Diddy Coffee. And I was at the Soul Food Fest in Green Coast Springs, Florida. I have video footage on my YouTube. You can check out my YouTube at Dynamic Authentic and just type in Green Cove and you'll see the performance. Now, long story short on that was my first time being introduced to Diddy Coffee. We met via Facebook and then I seen he was doing a Soul Food Festival. I told him I was an artist and then, you know, we had a meeting. We sat down for about 45 minutes and I told him that I was a professional independent recording artist. I have my, you know, my music available. Whether it's, you know, if you want the clean version or the dirty version. I told him what I was trying to do with my music. And I just, you know, I just presented myself in a professional manner in that meeting to the point where, you know, after about 45 minutes of talking to this man, he just realized that, hey, he was like, look, I don't even have to listen to your music. I don't have to listen to it. I already know that you're going to put on a good show. I already know, like, how this whole ordeal is going to go because he's dealt with so many unprofessional people in his time to where it's like people are only concerned about certain things, which is not the overall concern of the show. Like your job is as a performer, or as an artist, when you go and do a show, you're supposed to be, you know, trying to gain fans, trying to put on a good show and, you know, try to keep both sides of the playing field happy, meaning that the promoter who books you for the show, the fans, and, you know, make sure you have, you know, a good time yourself. So just based off of, once again, just me talking to him, me letting them know who I am and what I'm trying to do and how I'm trying to go about doing the show, that alone got me booked for the show. And in my first performance, I performed in front of 1,000 people. So, I mean, it's not that bad because it is, you know, the first show. And I'm just kind of out here winging it and trying to do whatever it is that I need to do to make a name and build my brand. You know, 1,000 people in one show, not bad. So that's one way professionalism had helped me out. And once again, you can go on my YouTube page. You can see the performance after I performed. Then I went ahead and passed out merchandise and, you know, took pictures with the fans. Once again, thank the promoter Diddy Coffee for giving me the opportunity to just, you know, not only perform, but just, you know, help build my brand, you know, based off of, you know, him providing the Soul Food Festival. So that's story number one. Sorry, I'm drinking this water and it's just keeps crackling, whatever. Anyway, story number two. My second, I had another promoter, and I don't want to get into who this person was, but I got booked for a show in Orlando, and I forgot what venue or event that it was, but got booked for the show, traveled down to Orlando via Jacksonville, Florida, and, you know, once again, I like to be professional. And I got there about 30 minutes before, you know, laid out all my posters, laid out all my flyers. I went ahead and I talked to, you know, just people around, just networking, telling people who I was. And I was supposed to perform that night because, like I said, I got booked. But how the story went was, I basically just drove all the way down to Orlando to watch other people perform, and I didn't get my chance to perform. When I went to go talk to the promoter who had booked me for the show, he apologized. You know, he offered me all types of incentives, and, you know, I was just mad at the time. So I just left abruptly, but, you know, I still stayed and I still watched the performance and everything. But, you know, as an artist, and if you're booked to perform and if you don't get to perform, it's very frustrating. I will say that. But the good news out of the whole situation was because of the simple fact that I had my flyers and I had my posters out and I went to go network. I ran into another promoter, and it was rest in peace to G Live. Now, G Live, once again, saw my professionalism, saw the flyers, saw the posters, and he was like, yo, do you want to come and perform for Corey Guns at Back Booth in Orlando? And I was like, hell yeah, I want to go, you know, open up for Corey Guns. Like, who wouldn't want to come open up for Corey Guns? That's a nationwide artist. He's a part of Young Money, you know what I mean? Like, Lil Wayne and all that. Yeah, I want to go perform. So, shout out to G-Live. Rest in peace to G-Live. He gave me that opportunity just based off my professionalism. Once again, I did not even perform that night, and I still got the opportunity to go and be booked for another show. So those are my two stories on why professionalism would take you further than just, you know, your talent or work ethic or what have you. Just by having yourself in that position and being ready at that moment to to be displayed or advertising yourself in that professional manner got me both of those shows, and both of those shows were significant in my career because, once again, I got to go, you know, how many people could say that they opened up for Corey Guns in Orlando? Not a lot of people. And if you don't believe me, go to my Instagram, Don Eric Authentic, and you can see pictures from the show. I took a picture with G-Live, took a picture with Hi-Rez, who was kid that made the McDonald's rap, 70 million views on YouTube. Got a picture with him as well. And, you know, I got a chance to talk. I didn't get a chance to talk to Corey Guns at the time, but I did get a chance to talk to his manager, and I networked with him. So it's all about building these relationships, maintaining your professionalism, and overall just being a complete artist. And I cannot stress it enough. I know I said it a million times during this podcast, but professionalism will get you a long way. So just to kind of review, make sure that your music is properly mixed and mastered. You want to make sure that all your social media is up to date and is linked in with the other profiles, so that if viewers don't want to look at you on one social media platform, they can go look at you on another one. But you want to make sure that that's available for them on every platform. Music, social media, your album artwork, and your posters and your flyers. You know, make sure that you get in touch with that graphic designer to make sure that your stuff is A1. And last but not least, I believe, is the shows. You want to make sure that you have your show mix. Once again, vocals down, ad-libs up, in and outs. That's, you know, on you, depending on how your song is, so that the audience can hear you. And, it's, you know, instead of you having to talk over your own music. And make sure that you just have everything readily available so that it makes it easier for everybody. So, once again, it's your boy Don Eric Authentic. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. There's more to come. I believe the next one, I might touch on, I might do like a little combo thing with like networking and preparation. I know this one's kind of digging into the networking a little bit because of who I talked about and who and what happened during the whole, you know, situation as far as me doing the shows and telling people who I was and all that. But the main thing I just wanted to get covered in this segment was just professionalism. Maintaining your professionalism is going to be the key point for you as an artist and you as a brand moving forward. So once again, it's your boy Don Eric Authentic. Y'all have a good one, and I'll see you next time.